AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government in Brussels has raised the threat alert in that city in Belgium, in Brussels, to its highest level. Some stores are closed. The subway is shut down. There are warnings of a possible attack. One man who's being sought in connection with the Paris attacks was last seen crossing into Belgium. This Brussels resident feels safe despite the tighter security.
If somebody is here and planning something, at least it might be a bit of a deterrent to have them on the streets.
The U.S. Embassy in Brussels is advising Americans there to shelter in place. The AP's Angela Charlton reports authorities in Turkey detained a Belgian national of Moroccan origin linked to the Paris attacks.
They say that 26-year-old Ahmad Damani was detained in a luxury hotel in the Turkish resort of Antalya with two other suspects. The three who were detained are all suspected Islamic State militants, and the Turkish authorities say that they believe Damani was in contact with the terrorists who perpetrated the Paris attack.
The interior minister in Mali says of the 20 people killed in yesterday's attack at a luxury hotel in the capital, 18 were guests, while the remaining two were police officers. An American Peace Corps volunteer, Anita Dutter, was among those killed in Mali. Winter has arrived in a big way in parts of the Midwest. Amy Seeley at the National Weather Service in Chicago says there is snow on the ground in a lot of places.
Capron, which is in Boone County, had 14.6 inches. Some areas in McHenry County have had almost 14 inches. Bull Valley had 13.6.
At O'Hare Airport in Chicago, they got about 5 inches of snow. About 250 flights have been canceled. No charges have been filed and no names have been released in New York. A pregnant woman was found stabbed to death. A newborn was found breathing outside. A 22-year-old woman was taken into custody in the Bronx, screaming the baby was hers. She's accused of attacking the victim. This is AP Radio News. Today in college football, the big matchup is in the Big Ten. Number 2 Ohio State hosts number 9 Michigan State. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer says the player to look out for on the other side of the ball is Michigan State's Connor Cook.
One of the best quarterbacks in Big Ten history, and his what someone showed me his winning record is that's how you evaluate a quarterback is do you win games, because that's his job, and he wins almost every game he plays.
Ohio State faces a ranked team for the first time this season. In the Big 12, number 4 Oklahoma State hosts number 10 Baylor. Baylor offensive lineman Spencer Drango is not worried about last week's loss to Oklahoma.
There's nothing really to hang our heads about. Yeah, we lost at home, but like you said, we can still win the conference. You know, if you dwell in the past, you can beat again. So, you know, we have a big task ahead of us. This current administration's never won up in Stillwater, so we got a big task ahead of us. We're getting ready for them.
In meantime, top-ranked Clemson tries to stay unbeaten when it hosts Wake Forest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.